The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And Danny Clayton off this week. I'm Libby Collins along with Rose Gray. And of course, if you have questions for Rose, we have the answers on the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. And good morning, Rose.
Hey, Libby, good to see you.
It's great to see you as always. And, you know, you are just so on top of everything that's happening in the travel agents, in the travel business right now. And you've got a great guest that we're bringing on right now.
I do. I have the pleasure of introducing to the audience Mike Heck, Vice President of Supplier Solutions, which sounds like, what would he be doing on the show? But we'll find out. Hi, Mike.
Rose, good morning. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning.
So Mike and I have known each other for a very long time. We've known each other prior to our stints at Fox World Travel. Tell us a little bit about your background, Mike.
Certainly. Rose, I've had a long career in the airline industry. I started back in the mid-80s with Northwest Airlines, various positions at Northwest on the operational side and then sales roles. And then with the merger with Delta, moved over to the Delta side, working on global sales with customers literally all over the world. And then 4 years ago, I had the pleasure of joining Fox World Travel, heading up their supplier solutions team. And really what that means is I service point between Fox and all our great suppliers on the cruise, airline, car and hotel side, vacation side, tour companies, really just making sure that our customers are being taken care of and that our suppliers are, of course, adhering to all the most important protocols.
So I had the opportunity to be on a webinar that Mike hosted a couple of weeks ago. It was really for the general public, but attended, I think, a lot by a number of our business travel people. And I thought, man, the listeners at WTMJ definitely need to hear this kind of stuff. So I asked Mike if he would talk a little bit about safety protocol, most especially on airlines, but also on hotels with hotels and car rentals as well. So Mike's got a ton of information he can share with us about what the airlines are doing to keep us safe during COVID.
Yes, thank you, Rose. You know, and really what's interesting is that the industry, the travel industry at large, really has always been safe, has always been clean. And what's happened as a result of COVID is really everybody has just upped their game in taking cleanliness to the next level. They're focusing on fogging with the use of electrostatic devices, HEPA air filtration systems on board the aircraft, certainly disinfecting all touch points. That goes not only on the airline side, but certainly when you get in a rental car, when you go into a hotel room, you know, and really most important, social distancing.
So give us an example. Some of the airlines are still doing the blocked middle seat. Who is doing it, and is that valuable?
Yes, excellent question, Rose. Thank you. Right now, Delta Airlines and Southwest Airlines are blocking the middle seats. Delta is booking to 60% capacity in coach and 50% capacity in first class. The other two big airlines, American and United, are not blocking the center seat. What they are doing, though, is informing customers via text or email if the flight that they're taking is at 70% capacity, giving the passenger the opportunity to decide if they want to rebook at no cost to a flight with fewer passengers. Now there's a lot of discussion on the value of an empty center seat. Certainly, I think it comes down to a little bit of perception, right? I'll talk a little bit about the air filtration system in the aircraft if you're interested in that, Rose. But ultimately, I think the key is all the points I touched on before, from the fogging, the HEPA air filters, disinfecting, social distancing, and I think most importantly, each customer now mandated to wear a face covering.
And we're seeing, I'm seeing on social media, I'm seeing on some of the other news outlets, the airlines are really enforcing that mask requirement.
They are. And, you know, this has been kind of the last big hurdle, I think, to kind of reassure the flying public that, you know, it is safe to get out. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about what I saw at an airport tour about 2 weeks ago. But ultimately, it's a combination of factors that's going to make this work. And keep in mind, this is important. Travel did not stop, right? Even during the COVID crisis, I look at a lot of different stats. And one stat I like to look at is the number of individual passengers that go through a TSA checkpoint in the United States. And it got as low as about 80,000 per day on April 14th. In the last couple of days, it's been approaching just under 800,000. So that's a nice increase, but keep that in perspective. So if we're at just under 800,000 today, same day last year, approaching about 2.4 million. So quite a long way to go to get back to what we would consider a normal travel environment.
Along with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show, we're joined by Mike Heck. We're talking about some of those safety protocols. And in just a couple minutes, Mike's going to tell us about the incident that he said happened at an airport.
He had an opportunity to visit the Appleton Airport. So, Mike, if you can stand for a second segment, we'll talk about that next.
All right. It's all
great,
ahead.
Thank you.
On the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And along with Rose, we have Mike Heck, who is with the Vice President of Suppliers Solution, talking about some of those protocols, safety protocols. And you mentioned, Rose, you mentioned, Mike, about something that happened at the Appleton Airport.
Yes. Thank you, Libby. And I had the opportunity about 10 days ago to be hosted by the great leadership team, Abe and Pat, up at the Appleton Airport, in conjunction with sales representation from Delta Airlines. And really the message was kind of getting me back in that facility to kind of see what's happened. I personally have not traveled since March.
Hard to believe.
Sadly. But anyway, if you just visualize when you walk in the airport, first and foremost, it's important to note that so much of your travel and so much of your trip can and should be managed on your personal device, whether it's checking in, getting your boarding pass, managing the bag checking process. It's important to know that as a passenger, you have a certain amount of control over how much of a touchless experience you really want. So literally, if you just visualize walking in, facing the ticket counters, first thing you notice is that the kiosks that they have for self-check-in, generally half of those have been turned off to kind of promote social distancing. You will see sneeze guards in front of the ticket counter. Certainly, you will see hand sanitizers virtually everywhere. You turn left or right, you have the opportunity to sanitize. You, of course, see the social distancing stickers on the floor. So as you go through, you do have the ability to check your bags. And keep in mind, you can manage the bag checking process on your phone. You go through security, and I think the biggest change to security, you will see, always the TSA agents are masked and they're gloved. You are now allowed per person to take 12 ounces of hand sanitizer through the security checkpoint. That will be screened a little differently than your other liquids. And more importantly, what is happening at the security checkpoints is that the bins that you put your bag in to go through the ramp, those are sanitized after every usage to try to minimize, again, any type of touch points on the luggage, for instance. So you're through security. You're now going towards your gate. Again, social distancing around the gate. Sneeze guards in front of the gate check-in area. As they board the aircraft, instead of boarding first class first and then, working it that way based on airline status, you board by rear of aircraft, generally in groups of 10 or less, leaving room for social distancing, and then you board the aircraft that way. And what was fascinating about the experience in Appleton, I was there when a Delta aircraft was deplaning, and I had the opportunity to go on the plane to witness the process by which they clean the aircraft at the turn, from the point that the aircraft lands, passengers to plane, and then the new passenger group gets on. So they're using these electrostatic sprayers, and they are a handheld device really about the size of a Sawzall, a small little saw, or like a big water gun. And what they do is they go to the back of the aircraft, they open up all the luggage bins, they open up all the tray tables, they open up the lavatory doors, and from back to front, they spray every possible touch point. And then they go back in and wipe every possible touch point. So in essence, that aircraft, virtually all germs have been eliminated, all virus, all germs. So it's a very efficient process. Delta's doing it on every turn. United Airlines is doing it on every turn. American and Southwest are doing it daily with the intent of doing it on every turn.
I think, though, a question some people might have is, why haven't they been doing that all along?
Well, there hasn't. First of all, it's always been clean. There is a cost component to this. And then there is an also kind of a big consideration. There's a bit of a time concern. What this process does is add a little bit more time in the turn, which means that the airlines, when they schedule a block, meaning from the time of flight leaves one gate, makes its trip, gets to the airport and lands at the next gate, that's considered block time. By increasing the cleaning process, you increase the block time, which has a certain expense added to it as well. And quite honestly, they've always been sanitizing, but now what they're doing is cleaning for a very specific potential virus, right? So they just, and keep in mind, there have been viruses that have popped up many times over the last 10, 20, 30 years. This one in particular is a little bit different. And so the cleaning protocols are just mandating that the response be a little bit different.
So food service, it's pretty much non-existent, or they hand you a little bag of food or water?
Yep, great point. So really what's happening now in the airline, and specifically as it applies to airlines, the emphasis is no longer on the in-flight service, the in-flight amenities, the emphasis on cleanliness, right? So the airlines have responded. Generally what happens for each airline, as you board the aircraft, they will give you, you know, it's a small plastic bag. In that bag, you will have a couple of snacks, maybe some crackers, small bottle of water, and more importantly, they give you sanitizing wipes. So even though they've cleaned the entire aircraft before you boarded, and the important point is that most customers don't know what just happened on a plane before you're getting it on. So they give you additional sanitizing wipes, so you have the ability, once you get to your seat, to wipe down all your additional touch points. You can wipe down the armrest, you can wipe down the headrest, you can certainly wipe down the tray table, and don't forget to wipe down the little nozzles above you where the air vent comes out. That's
good,
critical.
Good point. I was going to say, yeah, that would be one I'd forget. Mike Heck is right here with Rose today. We're talking about some of the safety protocols that have been put in place. And if you've got some questions, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open at 855-616-1620. It's 75 degrees at 923 on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And joining Rose, we've also have Mike Heck here. Rose?
I asked Mike if he could come on and do one segment, and here we keep him on for three. Thank you, Mike. Could you speak to hotels a little bit for us?
Sure, absolutely. Hotels also are very much facing a unique challenge. And what you're seeing are the major brands are all partnering whether it's Purell, whether it's Lysol, partnering with a company to kind of give them additional advice on how to keep their customers safe. So kind of the same concept. What they're doing at the hotel is making sure that all possible touch points are wiped down with a hospital-grade disinfectant. What you're seeing with, for instance, the Marriott, the Sheraton's, the Hilton brands, once your room is sanitized, there will be a sticker that is over your door so that if someone else were to open that door, that sticker would break. So what they want to make sure is that you have a seal on your door so you know that room has been proper to clean and sanitize and disinfectant, and you're the next person to walk into that door. And really kind of the same concept that the airlines, Rose, when you come into the lobby, you have the ability to manage the check-in process on your personal device. Don't need to, you know, touch anything or touch the counter. There will be, you know, sneeze guards, et cetera. And same thing with regard to food. Kind of the world of the buffets is kind of gone. So if there is a food option at a hotel, it might be more of a grab-and-go type of variety. So again, everything to keep the entire process for the customer clean and safe as possible.
Okay, Mike, we've got a call coming in.
Which, by the way, I told Mike he wouldn't have to answer any questions.
Well,
but
too late.
No, bring him on.
Thank
you.
Too late, Mike. I've got Linda from Greendale here. Linda, what's your question? Hi, Linda.
Hey. Hi. Say, I travel a lot. I had booked a flight. I live in Las Vegas half the year, here half the year. Go back and forth. Normally fly either Southwest or Delta. After I booked my flight, Southwest has decided not to do the thorough deep cleaning between every turn. So my question for Mike is, do you think I'm better off on Southwest on a nonstop, getting on, trying to do my own thing, or Delta, who's taking care of me better? but that involves a change of planes, a stop, two airports. Which do you think is safer?
Ultimately, that's a decision you would have to make. I think my role here would be to provide, and you got it right there. You understand Southwest is not doing at this point the cleaning on every term with regard to electrostatic. Delta is. If that is what is critical to you, I would suggest maybe taking the airline that has the connection, because you know in this case that every aircraft, and when I say turn, I just want to make sure the audience understands that. So if a flight goes from Milwaukee to Minneapolis and the passengers get off, that is a turn. So before anybody else gets on board that aircraft receives the electrostatic treatment. So I hope that answers your question by just explaining if it's the most critical thing for you is that aircraft is electrostatically cleaned, I would take the airline with the connection. And really what's going to happen is going to be as the consumers become more informed and make their own personal decisions, what you're going to see eventually, there's going to be a competitive pressure where other airlines who are currently not cleaning on every turn with the electrostatic sprayers will start doing that. And that's just a component of them going out and investing in more of the actual physical units.
How do you know if they're doing it or not? I mean, do you have to ask them, did you do it on this turn?
When in doubt, ask, right? I think what has happened for many years is that travelers maybe haven't challenged the companies that they're dealing with to make sure that they're adhering to various protocols, whether it's safety, whether it's cleanliness. Certainly, talk to a travel professional. I know at Fox we've got a very good coronavirus web link where you can literally link to every airline and you can see what their individual protocols are.
Mike,
and it's also important. I want to talk a little bit, Rose, if you don't mind, just about the HEPA air filtration systems. I know this is, you know, not as sexy as going to Amsterdam or Hong Kong. But
okay,
I'll
tell you, Mike, I'm going to have to ask you to hang on
again.
Because we've got to get to news. Oh, Mike, you're very popular today. All right, Mike Heck, we'll stick around. We're going to talk more about these safety protocols in traveling.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, I think it's the Rose Gray and Mike Heck Show.
It is, too.
Because Mike is here. We've been talking about safety protocols. I'm Libby Collins. And Mike, you were in the middle of something here, and we want to go back to it because you said there was something more that we needed to hear, that the listeners needed to hear.
Yes, and it's such an exciting topic. I'm going to speak now to HEPA air filters.
Yes.
You ever think you'd hear that on this show?
Listen, I'm fascinated by this. Go for it.
Well, and really, and this is technology that is not new. It really was introduced to the airlines back in the mid-90s. Virtually every mainline aircraft and regional jet in the United States, and for that matter in the world, have a HEPA air filter. And quite simply, HEPA air filter means high-efficiency particulate air purifier. So what that does is it's similar to the type of air filter that is in a hospital or a medical facility. And the important thing to note with the HEPA air filter is that it exchanges the air. So it pushes kind of used air out of the aircraft and brings in fresh air from the outside every 3 to 4, up to 6 minutes, depending on aircraft type and model. And what's important to note, so let's say you're sitting back in row 22, you are not getting air from the front of the cabin, right? The way the HEPA air filtration system works, it kind of rotates air top to bottom in a circular fashion. So in essence, you're kind of breathing and you're recirculating air in your immediate space, plus or minus a row. So in essence, every major airline has these filters. And again, no one's really needed to care about that until a crisis like today. So in essence, the air you are breathing at 30,000 feet, because it's exchanged with clean air from the outside, is in essence surgical suite, hospital grade air quality.
So where do you want to sit on a plane then?
You know, that's personal preference. I'm a big fan of slightly over the wing aisle seat. But again, it really doesn't. Well, let me answer that.
But I mean that from the air filtering.
It's all the same.
Okay.
Yeah, the quality is great, 100%. You don't have better quality in the front of the aircraft. You don't have poor quality in the back. Each portion of the airplane has the proper air circulation. So whether you're in the back of the plane by the lavatories or in the very first row of first class, the quality of the air is the same.
So that myth that people used to say, I got sick because they were putting infected air through the aircraft, has really not ever been true.
not ever been true. I mean, you know, usually what happens when people see something they're not used to seeing or something that's new to them, they just make assumptions. And again, if you're ever in an environment where you see something that's happening on an airplane, in a hotel, or at a car rental facility, which is also equally clean, just challenge the person that works for that company. Hey, what's that all about? And then once you find out actually what is there, it kind of alleviates any concerns you might have. But in essence, what they're doing is making sure that air is cleaned constantly and, again, exchanged every 3 to 4 minutes.
Mike, I appreciate so much you staying on for 4 segments through the news. This is not what I intended. You probably missed a tea time or something. I'm so sorry.
The tea time has already been adjusted. No worries.
Thank you. But again, Libby and I are both so grateful that you were on because this is just good information that we sometimes in the travel business assume everybody knows because we read and read and read so much of these things in our travel publications, but it may not be out there for the public without them doing some digging.
Right, right. And really what it comes down to is, really at all times, Rose, you and I talk about this all the time, and I know I listen to your show all the time, you get so many questions about traveling, whether it's safe, whether it's a terrorism issue or, you know, maintenance issue. And really what it comes down to is as travelers, we do have a certain responsibility to stay informed, right? Make personal decisions that are good for us and our family. And then with that information, you travel safe. I mean, travel is so essential to what we do as human beings. It's important for business. It's important for vacation. We are not going to stop traveling. So we need to make sure that we're more educated travelers and thus become safer travelers.
With that, I am going to release you, my friend. I am so grateful. Thank you so much for joining us. Libby has already indicated that you might have to be asked to come back again sometime.
Oh,
because
you did such a great job.
I
was hanging on every word, Mike. I really think you need to come back.
I look forward to that opportunity. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're here with Rose Gray, and I see we also have some questions coming in for Rose on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line at 855-616-1620. We're going to get to all those and also some news about the Fox World Travel Book Club. We'll share all that with you. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show right here on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we're back with Rose Gray. I'm Libby Collins for Denny Clayton. Before we get to our calls on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line 855-616-1620, important advisory here. The government has lifted
The level 4 travel advisory. So and many of you know that I talk all the time about a website, which is travel.state.gov. If you go to that right now, you will see a big banner across the top. First, it talks about STEP, which we've talked about many times, Smart Travel Enrollment Program. Always when you travel internationally, register your trip so the government knows where you are. But there is notification on August 6th that the government has lifted its blanket Travel 4 advisory. So what that means is on March 14th, the State Department basically just put a blanket Level 4 on all travel, just said there should be no more travel. And so what they've realized now, this doesn't mean, oh, yay, everybody travel. What it means is they've seen that there are so many different things to consider that they have to look at the safety of every country on an individual basis. And so certain things stayed the same. Many countries still have a level 4. Level 4 used to be based on things like health and safety and terrorism and crime. And COVID is playing a huge part in that decision making. So some countries haven't really changed at all. So what they've done is just said, we're going to now rank every country individually. We're not just going to like Taiwan, for example, is a level 2 because they have hardly any COVID there. You know, so it's one of those weird things. Like Mexico's is still a level 4 and they opened their borders and we've talked a number of times on this show about how the resorts are handling it and what the airport is like and those kinds of things. So you have to go in and take a look at that. Then the other thing that you'll see at the top of that page is the update on the U.S. passport operations. And I find this fascinating. As Mike likes to watch how many people are traveling on a daily basis, I also watch how many passports are still waiting to be issued. And in because remember, if you submitted your passport application for either a renewal or a new passport after in the middle of February, you never got it back. It's still sitting in there because they closed down all the passport offices. And so you're wondering where your passport is. This is the place that you can start learning about that as well. And so 2 weeks ago, there was 1.2 million passports waiting to be issued. Last week, they're up to 1.6. So they cleared out about 0.2 million passports out of their cash that are sitting there waiting to be processed. But take a look right now if you have any questions about passports or where can I travel or what's still got a level four. Those are the two places to go. It does not mean that we've just got carte blanche, everything's open, we can start traveling. It just means they're looking at every country on an individual basis now.
All right, while I have your attention, I have to ask you about the Fox World Travel Book Club. I'm fascinated with this, Rose.
Okay, so we've done a couple of these in the past. And the month of August, Colleen Alsberg, my colleague in crime when it comes to all things Alaska, and I are going to be the host of the book club. And it's If You Lived Here, I'd Know Your Name. And it's by Heather Lindy, who lives in Haines, Alaska, which is an adorable, tiny little town about 90 miles north of Juneau. No traffic lights, maybe 2,000 or less people in this entire little town. And I've reached out to Heather, and she's going to join us on the book club. So you read the book. We have the book club on August 25th at 6 o'clock Central Time. Register by going to resources on our website and then Fox World Travel Book Club, and that's how you register.
How great. You've got the author of the book you're going to be discussing. I think that's wonderful. All right, we've got Rose Gray here, and we've got some questions. We've got some texts. It's all on the Accurate Mortgage Talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Everything from China to Orlando. We're going to get to all of those questions right after this on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
All right, let's go directly to the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Hi, Hugh. You're on WTMJ.
Hello, Milwaukee, my hometown.
Hi, Hugh.
I would be up there right now, but no state fair, no summer fest, no this, no that, so I'm staying down here in Florida and sweating to death.
That's good.
See, in October, my wife wants to fly up from Orlando to Milwaukee, and she wants to take a pet dog with her. Are there any airlines that are offering that service?
In cabin or in cargo?
Anyway. Probably in cargo because it's a larger dog.
Yeah, so at this point in time, it is my understanding that nobody is allowing pets right now in the cabin. Cargo is always one of those tricky things where you have to make sure that you've got all the requirements with regard to the kennel, the vet certificates, and all that kind of thing. And then always keep this in mind. Now, in October, I don't know that you would run into this, but there's always the risk when you plan on traveling with a dog in cargo that if it's too hot, they won't let the dog go.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, Hugh. Thanks for your call. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Diane in Fredonia. Hi, Diane. You're on WTMJ.
Hi. A friend of mine was going to travel from Tucson to Minneapolis, and they got as far as New Mexico, and they wanted to rent a room and stay the night, and they were told they couldn't because Arizona is a hot spot. My husband and I are snowbirds and we'll be going to Arizona. And I understand that things can change between now and then a lot, but I was wondering if there's a website or should we just call your office to find out, like if we left here, we would drive and probably stay in Missouri the first night.
Yep.
Is there a way that we can do that? Or do you just,
yep,
like I used to travel for work, so I would stay at probably one of the chains. Do I ask do I make a reservation ahead of time and ask them? I'm not sure.
So what you have to do is you have to plan out your route, and then you have to look at each state. Plan out your route, look at each state's rules. Like, I'm coming from this state to this state, and then it'll tell you on that state's website. The thing you have to keep in mind is, just like here in Wisconsin, where there's a blanket mask mandate for the entire state, but then the cities and some of the counties have a few different rules, you really have to pinpoint where it is you're going to stay. So what I'm guessing is your friends were probably kind of freelancing it and didn't really have that planned out in advance. So you have to check that. You make your route, and then what you do is, the day before you're going to travel, you still have to make one more check, because if they've somehow or another made a new mandate that is brand new, you'd want to know that before you arrive. Then the other, your other suggestion is very good. Once I've made my route, once I've made my hotel reservations, I would contact the hotel the day before I'm arriving as well and just say, hey, we're coming. This is the state we're coming from. Is everything still okay for us to arrive? And we will have no problems checking in.
Diane, what did your friends end up doing when they couldn't get the room?
I don't remember. They kept going until they were out of New Mexico.
And then the next day.
That's a long way.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. That was, and if you're tired, that's horrid. That's terrible.
Right.
Yeah, so, you just have to be diligent. You just have to do your research, and you have to do it in advance, and then keep checking as you keep modifying it. Or the day before you go, each place that you're going to stop, you definitely need to make that phone call. And again, your idea to call the hotel was excellent, because they're going to know. So that's what I would do.
Okay, thanks so much, Diane. Let's go to Larry in Kenosha. Hi, Larry. You're on WTMJ.
Yes, hi. I was at a parts house the other day, and I car rental places next door, and they got the sticker on the door. Well, how do I know that somebody wasn't lazy and they just put the sticker on the door? I didn't see them clean it up. And the same thing goes for, I've got a wedding that I've got to go to to help take my mother to, and I'm staying at a campground because I'm not going in a hotel. How do I know that they're clean?
You don't. It's called faith, Larry. That's the only thing you can do. You know, I said to Libby when I saw your question pop up, you know, you're right. Anybody could put a sticker on anything. But during this time, we've just all got to band together. And if we're going to travel, we got to have faith.
Real quick question here from Scott from West Bend. He's flying to Tampa, St. Pete, around September 24th. Through the 29th, he wants to know, should they be good to go?
I can't see why not, right? So he doesn't mention the airline, right, that he's using. But at this point in time, nothing's off limits as far as traveling domestically is concerned. It's just a matter of you doing that due diligence and finding out, are they going to accept me? I mean, we just found out Chicago doesn't want Wisconsin residents. We can change planes there. We can fly out of O'Hare, but we can't go stay in a hotel in Chicago. So, you know, there's, again, this is such a fluid situation that we just need to stay on top of it at all times. So, yeah, I mean, a Tampa flight right now, I wish somebody would invite me. When I'm on with John Mercure and he says, Rose, you haven't been on a plane since when? Yeah, the first week of February I was in Arizona. And other than that, I have not flown since then. I say to my friends, hey, friends in Texas or California, can I come and see you? No, we're a hot spot. You probably should stay away right now. Okay.
Nothing personal, Rose. Yeah. All right. One last time, let's remind everybody about the Fox World Travel Book Club.
Yes. So this is an opportunity for you to talk a little bit about a fun book. It's an easy read. Heather Lindy is an obituary writer, a columnist. She's been on NPR. And I've got to tell you, if you were on our Wednesday night Alaska webinar, the host for Holland America who did the webinar for Fox was a neighbor of Heather Lindy when he lived in Haines, Alaska, and had a rafting company. So he knew her as well. So it's a very, very big state in a very, very small town.
Well, like she said, if you lived here, I'd know your name.
If you lived here, I'd know your name. So if you're really interested in that, Heather's going to be joining us on the 25th of August at 6 p.m. You sign up on our website. No foul, nothing if you don't show up, but it's just your opportunity to get on the list. And then we send you a link and we go to a meeting.
And Rose, if people have questions about travel, they can call.
That's right. 866-GO-FOX. Go Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. Saturdays 11 to 4. We're still virtual, but we're there for you.
And Rose will be back next week with Danny Clayton. I'm Libby Collins. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on the Wisconsin Weekend Morning Noon Sunday Morning Edition. Up next, it's Money Talk right after the news with Alex on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.